guys fall in love harder, but ladies fall in love quicker. It sounds wrong. I get it. It sounds very wrong.
I hear it. Okay, so tell us your name and tell us your relationship status.
Full names or just one?
Just the names you want us to know.
So my name is Brandon. My relationship status is single, not by choice.
By what?
Not by choice.
Yeah, but if it's not by choice.
By circumstance.
Okay. Why do you think you are single?
Why do I think I'm single? Stuff. Probably because I have a specific set of non-negotiables that I that I'm not willing to negotiate about. So I feel like I get to the point where I'm interested in someone, but they don't meet the criteria per se. And it's, for me, it's the bare minimum that I'm really interested in. It's not even something that's really strict. It's just, can you communicate? Can you avail yourself if you have the time that is? I'm not expecting you to be there 100%, but at least when you have the chance, be there 100%. It's not a matter of how much time. It's how much of your time you're willing to put into us being in a relationship. So yeah. That's probably why. Oh. Also, because I'm in a bit of a, like a self-discovery state. So that's also another reason.
Okay. What are you discovering?
Well, who I am as a person, not on my own particularly, but just around other people. I'm not necessarily the most social person. So just learning to grow with people in general in my vicinity and all that. And then also the other discovery part is on a financial/business side, seeing how far I can push myself to make my business successful. So I feel like my energies are not fully into the like the relationship pot, for lack of a better way to put it.
Okay, so what is your biggest regret in love?
In love? Ooh, I got nothing. I can't lie. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. But my biggest regret in love, I feel like off camera we were talking about this and I told this thing and I don't know if you were listening, Maya, but I was telling her, I feel like for guys, for men in general, this is my personal opinion. You can come for me if you want. I can't be asked. Guys fall in love harder, but ladies fall in love quicker. It sounds wrong. I get it. It sounds very wrong.
I hear it.
But at the same time, it's easier. Like once a lady is over someone, that's it. Once a guy is in love with someone and you're talking about it, it's something that you'll always remember. You'll always like revert to, oh, she used to do this, or you are not like her because she used to do this, you know, that kind of thing. So that's kind of why, personally, I feel like it's like that. So I guess for me, my biggest regret in love is, I guess, falling in love too much. But not with like a lot of people, but with like one person. Because I know for a fact at this point, there's the one person who, if she came back, I probably would take her back. Even if I know it's wrong, I probably would. Just because.
Aww, so my follow-up question.
Hold up. So are you saying that you compare all your, like, following whoever that the babe was, you're comparing all the babes that you have engaged with her, so that's kind of, like, gotten in the way?
No, not comparison, per se. I don't compare them. I don't compare anyone. I prefer to judge everyone on their own merit. But, you know, there's certain things that you experience with a person. A certain kind of connection is what I'm looking for. The connection is what I compare. Because I feel like how I felt with her, I like something that's, even if it's half that, It's a sign of what I would like, at least what I liked, at least is what I figured I liked. So that's what I compare it with other people, not how the other person is or how they act, or it's the connection purely is what I look for.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, bless you. I hope you find someone who gives you 10 times more than what you experienced with her.
Sugar mommy.
Yeah. So have you ever had to unlove someone?
Joking. Sorry. Sorry.
Have you ever had to unlove someone, and how did that make you feel?
Yeah, I have. I guess probably the last time I was in love with someone. And sorry, could you repeat the question just one more time for
have
me?
Have you ever had to unlove someone, and how did that make you feel?
Unlove someone, how did that make me feel? Well, I wouldn't lie, it was very awkward because I got into the point where I had met their parents. I had traveled to their country to meet their parents. Yeah, so it was very awkward because we broke up over the dumbest reason. I'm not going to disclose, obviously, for personal reasons. But it wasn't like I did something wrong or she did something wrong. Or it was one of those ones where you can't quite understand why you're breaking up with someone. So it's like, essentially, it's like someone being very nice to you and saying, please, can you just not love me anymore? And it's not something that you can just, you know, flick a switch and be like, all right, cool, I'm done. So yeah, I had to do that, and it was odd. I can't lie, it was very odd. But at the same time, no, it was just odd. That's it. It was odd.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How did it make me feel? Confused, because you see, now you start questioning: did I do something wrong? Did she do something wrong? Like, was there something happening that I didn't know about? So, confusion is the best state that leaves you, and at best, you start not trusting your instincts as far as love comes to the equation. Yeah.
Oh, that's quite profound. Have you ever broken anyone's heart?
Oh yeah.
What did you do? What is the most recent time you broke someone's heart?
I'm not that proud. It looks like I'm proud. Yeah, I feel really bad. But it's hey, it's funny. One. It's funny because no.
Like, yeah, I broke someone's heart.
Right, allow me. I have. Sadly, I have. But not because I wanted to, but because I was recently out of a relationship, a situationship, depending on what you want to call it. But I was out of one, and they were the closest person to me. I think they sort of fell in love with me, or in like, let me put it that way to be more specific. They were in the process of falling in love. So they were so close to me, and we used to talk so much, and we had a lot in common. We just used to chill. Like, it's good vibes all around. And I think they were falling in love with me purely because of how I was treating them. Of which I realized maybe sometimes is, I don't, my fault, but not in a bad way. I'm not trying to lead anyone on or anything. I try to be as nice to everyone as I possibly can, because I feel like that's how I would like to be treated. So I think maybe they read too much into what I was doing, and they started liking me. And I had not yet gotten that point where I was ready to be in a relationship for starters. And I wasn't interested in being in a relationship with them purely because I felt like what we had as a friendship was very key to me. So I didn't want to lose that. So that's how I broke their heart. And I found out in the most awkward way possible.
How?
For those who know me, they know humor is my way of expressing myself in any way, shape or form. So we were joking about something. We had like this thing where we had gone for food, and then I was getting food, and the guy at the till goes like, oh, you lot are a lovely couple. And then I was like, I know, right? I could just kiss her. And then she looked at me and she says, well, why don't you? And I was like, yo.
Damn. Oh my Lord, ladies, don't shoot your shot, because this man will live in the desert without water. I'm joking.
See, here's the thing. On the spot, I didn't really like put it off. I just laughed it off, and I was like, don't worry, I will later. But then when we left, I was like,
what was that about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But in a nicer tone. I would never ask you what was that about. Bless I'm like, you. Hey, so about the thing that happened. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about it? And then we did. We ended up talking about it literally like 10 minutes after we left. And she's like, yeah, you know, the usual, I like you, you. I was like,
I like you too.
Tough.
Himame, himabu.
Can't relate, but okay.
We also can't relate, don't worry about
We're
it.
We're all single, it's yeah. good. It's good. Okay.
Some of us here is by choice, I just have to state that.
Some by circumstance.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think you struggle most with romantically?
Attachment.
Say more.
Because I feel like when I attach, I fully commit into the whole thing. So I expect you to be as attached as I am. No, I'm not saying to the same degree, but like commitment level should be similar. Like, we can't get into a relationship and I'm giving you 100% and you're giving me 25. Like, it's just never going to work. Even if it's 50, it's never, because I don't get this whole 50-50 thing. Why are you giving me only half? Mm. I want all of it. Mm. So I'm giving my all. So why are you only giving me half? It doesn't make sense. So I feel like attachment is my biggest thing. Like, before I get in a relationship, I need you to be willing to commit all of you, because I'm willing to commit all of me.
I love that. Love that. Oh, bless you. Okay, so This is your last question.
Oh, nice.
What would you tell future Brandon about love?
About love? I feel like it's going to be cheesy, but the whole love is patient, love is kind thing, it actually makes sense. Because like, the more you take time to nurture your love, the more you're going to enjoy it, and the more fruitful it's going to be. So I guess essentially take your time in finding what you like, nurture it, and find someone who can build on what you already have. Never settle for less, because settling is, it's just not it for anyone.
Aww, bless you.
So everyone deserves to find the perfect person. I'm not saying there's a perfect person per se, but the idea of the person is what everyone should always strive. So my future self should just be more chill, relax, take it a step at a time, and always look on the positive side, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. So yeah, so thank you guys for watching. Always tune in for the next season. It's coming soon. But subscribe to all the socials at Nairobi Sisterhood on all podcast platforms. And yeah, see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Send music by myself.
Oh,
baby
so,
girl,
no,
you
okay.
Make
it's
things
okay.
Better.
Don't worry.
You make things better.
Are you willing to tell us your name?
Am I willing to tell you my name? Yes. I was actually going to offer to come get the chair for you.
Oh,
it
sweetie.
Works.
It's fine.
Speak into the mic. Do not eat it, but speak into it.
You're a character, you know.